Support for this podcast comes from the Central Valley Journalism Collaborative, connecting communities with the resources, infrastructure, and networks to ensure a vibrant local free press.
From KVPR in Fresno, this is Central Valley Daily. It's Wednesday, November 12th. I'm Jonathan Linden in for Elizabeth Arkalian. High schoolers in a small Fresno County town are celebrating a wave of academic scholarships.
It's going to be $10,000 knocked off of any student debt that I may have, and that's honestly more than I could ever ask for.
The source of the money? A successful football player giving back to his hometown. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. A baby formula manufacturer is recalling all of its products in the U.S. amid a growing outbreak of botulism among infants. A California health official says the outbreak has sickened at least 15 infants in a dozen states. No deaths have been reported. Officials from the company ByHeart say that parents and caregivers who have the formula in their homes should stop using it immediately. The most recent cases of botulism were confirmed just this month. Botulism is a rare but serious disease that can cause paralysis and death. Symptoms can take weeks to develop. California Governor Gavin Newsom is criticizing the 8 U.S. senators who broke with their party to end the U.S. government shutdown. Newsom says the senators aren't alarmed enough about President Donald Trump's actions. Ed Donahue with the Associated Press has more.
California Governor Gavin Newsom is responding to the Senate vote that moves the government closer to reopening.
I'm stunned.
8 senators, 7 of them Democrats, decided to break with Democrats and end the shutdown.
I'm not coming in to punch anybody in the face, but I'm not pleased that in the face of this invasive species that is Donald Trump, who's completely changed the rules of the game, that we're still playing by the old rules of the game.
Newsom spoke to the AP at the UN climate conference in Brazil. As news developed of a possible compromise, Newsom's press office wrote on X, "Pathetic. This isn't a deal. It's a surrender. Don't bend the knee." The governor says he is alarmed about the senators who made the compromise.
I'm much more alarmed about the future of our country and the world we're trying to build than they are.
Newsom has been mentioned as a possible presidential candidate.
That was Ed Donahue with the Associated Press. Covered California is urging residents to choose health insurance during the exchange's open enrollment period, which kicked off earlier this month. That's despite uncertainty over subsidies and high premiums. Sarah Husseini with our news partner KQED reports.
A tentative deal to end the shutdown so far does not include the subsidies that have helped many afford health insurance and driven enrollment up in recent years. To soften any potential blow, Covered California Executive Director Jessica Altman says the state has set aside $190 million to help lower-income folks.
Now, this funding will make a difference, but it will not replace the $2.5 billion in annual funding that we are at risk of losing with these enhanced tax credits.
Altman says those in the middle income bracket, more than 160,000 people, could see their insurance costs spike by 97%. Officials are worried that some residents will drop their insurance altogether. San Francisco Public Health Director Dan Tsai says it's important to reach out and know your options before the January 31st deadline to enroll.
It is a shame what is happening at the federal level relative to the loss of the enhanced subsidies that are so critical for affordability and some of the rollbacks on Medicaid. But we do still have coverage options, and we want every San Franciscan to be enrolled and covered.
State officials say most Californians will receive financial help, and nearly half will qualify for premiums of $10 or less in 2026.
That was Sarah Husseini with KQED. Student leaders in the University of California system are seeking a second voting member on the 26-member Board of Regents. The regents set policies for campuses, including tuition increases. Currently, 2 students are on the board, but only 1 can vote. To change that, the regents would have to approve the extra vote, or voters would have to amend the state constitution. The UC Student Association says it wants to see a broader range of student voices represented. A British commentator who is being held in ICE custody in Kern County will voluntarily leave the country. News reports say Sammy Humdi has agreed to voluntarily depart weeks after he was detained. He was on a speaking tour when immigration agents detained him at the San Francisco airport. Humdi was booked into an ICE facility in McFarland last month. Critics worry that Humdi, who had a valid visa, was targeted over his outspokenness on the war in Gaza.
Support for Central Valley Daily comes from Fresno Mazda, part of the Prieto Automotive family, leading the industry in the IIHS 2025 Top Safety Pick Awards, helping move Mazda closer to the goal of eliminating traffic fatalities. More information and the Mazda Digital Showroom available at myfresnomazda.com.
And now to our main story. Fireball may be a small town, but the Western Fresno County community of 8,000 has left its mark on the sport of football as the hometown of a prominent NFL quarterback. And now local students are poised to benefit from that player's stardom. KVPR's Samantha Rangel brings us the story of how one NFL player is giving back to his community.
It's Friday night football in Fireball. Hundreds of people are crowding the stands under bright stadium lights. But tonight is not your typical game at Fireball High School. It's a dedication ceremony. The field is being renamed for NFL player Josh Allen. During halftime, Principal Mason Rodman stands at a podium in the middle of the field.
As we name this field after Josh Allen, we remember it's not just about football, it's about home.
Allen is a longtime quarterback for the Buffalo Bills. In his career, he's been named MVP, set multiple records, and received national sportsmanship awards. And he grew up here, in Fireball.
When you see his name on the plaque as you enter the stadium, remember what it means. Hard work, humility, family, belief. So to Josh, from your hometown, thank you.
And this year, high schoolers also have a reason to appreciate Allen. He's donated as much as $500,000 in scholarships to seniors at his alma mater. One of those recipients is Abraham Gonzalez, who wants to study marketing.
My plans after high school are hopefully going to a nice college that meets my needs and hopefully get most of that money paid off because I don't want to go into debt.
This award could help him get there. He's one of 40 seniors who've been awarded up to $12,000 over 4 years to help cover college expenses. He remembers the moment he found out he qualified.
When I first got the email, I actually felt so proud of myself because this is the first grand scholarship that I've ever received in my high school career.
Allen created the scholarship alongside the Wonderful Pistachios Company. High school seniors are eligible for the scholarship if they're first-generation college students with a GPA of 3.5 or higher, and they only get the money if they attend a UC or CSU. That's fine for Gonzalez, who says he wants to go to nearby Fresno State.
It's going to be $10,000 knocked off of any student debt that I may have, and that's honestly more than I could ever ask for.
Ashley Benitez is the Associate Director of College Transition for Wonderful Pistachios. She says scholarship awardees also get help with paperwork. That part alone can discourage some students from applying to college.
They'll also receive hands-on support with their college applications, with their financial aid applications, because ultimately our goal is to help first-generation college students pursue higher education.
Benitez says the partnership began earlier this summer when Allen was named Wonderful Pistachios' new spokesperson. His family also grows pistachios for the company.
We're hoping that this is just the start of a long-term partnership with Josh Allen so we can continue to help develop future leaders here in the Central Valley so we can continue to give back.
Veronica Vasquez is a counselor at Fireball High. She called this one of the most impactful programs she's seen in her 9 years with the school.
I think this is a wonderful thing for our students here, especially in a small community that, you know, we really don't get a lot of resources.
As of 2023, the median household income in Fireball was roughly $48,000. That's half the state median. The unemployment rate in the city was more than triple the state rate. And the scholarships support nearly a third of the graduating class.
We're very grateful for opportunities like these for our students.
That's what makes this dedication ceremony at the town's football stadium so meaningful. The high school marching band is performing the Killers song, Mr. Brightside. It's the Buffalo Bills team anthem. On the clarinet is David Wadeka, who also received a scholarship.
Well, it's definitely, it's a great opportunity for me, and, like, I'm very happy that I was able to get in.
He hopes the money will get him closer to a career in architecture or psychology. Whatever that is, he can thank a fellow alumni whose own professional success is making a difference in his hometown. With KVPR News, I'm Samantha Rangel.
And Samantha joins me now to discuss her reporting a little further. Hey, Sam.
Hey, Jonathan.
So, Sam, you actually grew up in Fireball yourself. I'm curious to know what it was like covering the story from that perspective.
It was such a fun story. I mean, visiting campus and chatting with people who pushed me forward to apply for college and, you know, now seeing that motivation that these students have to do the same. It's always fun to visit and get to meet with those counselors again.
Yeah, that's really cool. And so can you tell us a little bit more about the students who are receiving these scholarships? It sounds like for some of them, this money will go really a long way.
Yeah, definitely. Because we are surrounded by tomatoes and almond trees and cantaloupe, most adults that in our town work in that type of setting during the seasons. We have a strong community of farm workers, which I think likely contributes to that lower income rate that we see in comparison to other cities. And a lot of these kids are first-generation college students. And so that paves the way for their younger siblings. And I think the scholarship really just, you know, helps them do that, pave that way. And that's, I'm sure, what their parents want for them as well.
Now, we know that Josh Allen isn't the only Central Valley athlete to make it to the big leagues. Who are some of the other noteworthy athletes from the Valley who are also making these types of connections back with their communities?
Aaron Judge. He plays for the Yankees, MLB. He's from Linden. And then, of course, Derek Carr played for the Raiders and Saints. He also was, playing at Fresno State for a while, and he came from Fresno. So, you know, they've both made many contributions and have been the face of causes back in their own communities, which I think is super cool.
Yeah, all of them do some really great work here. My favorite fun fact is always that Aaron Judge is from Linden, okay?
Right. Yeah.
So before I let you go, Sam, I thought we could zoom out a little bit here. How do you think this story fits into the larger context of higher education here in the Central Valley?
Wow. I mean, there are a lot of other programs working to, you know, get these students into college and helping them make it possible, whether it's through paperwork or by touring campuses all across the Valley, Stanislaus, Fresno State, of course. I know UC Merced has this partnership with Fresno Unified to admit students into that campus. And Fresno State has pushed to work with different community colleges to build that pipeline so that students can get there. And these are just a few of, I think, the many efforts out there in the Valley to help these students get that next step in academics, which is super cool. And I'm excited to see what's next for Fireball and, of course, the surrounding communities.
KVPR reporter Samantha Rangel, thanks for this reporting.
Thank you.
And that's today's show. Have feedback for Central Valley Daily or maybe a story idea? We would love to hear from you. Email podcast@kvpr.org. Today's episode was produced by Samantha Rangel, Carrie Klein, and KVPR, with support from the Central Valley Journalism Collaborative. I'm Jonathan Linden. You can find the latest local news anytime at kvpr.org.
Sources and methods, the crown jewels of the intelligence community. Shorthand for how do we know what's real? Who told us? If you have those answers, you're on the inside, and NPR wants to bring you there. From the Pentagon to the State Department to spy agencies, listen to understand what's really happening and what it means for you. Sources and Methods, the new national security podcast from NPR.